you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's edition of Career Talk, we look at the Excelsior Community College's Absorptive Capacity Program. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. With the expansion of the Panama Canal, it's imperative that the Jamaican labor force is prepared to handle new opportunities to flow from this development. The goal is to make Jamaica the place of choice to do business. With the expansion of our ports, as well as new opportunities arising in the business process outsourcing industries, a highly skilled workforce is required to help develop and grow the logistics sector. With this in mind, the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica, CCCJ, have come together to develop a curriculum geared towards meeting the demand for training. To this end, Excelsior Community College has launched its Absorptive Capacity Program in collaboration with the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education, JCTE, and HeartTrust NTA.
We have warehousing, we have transport logistics, we have BPO, we have hospitality service.
Lecturer, Transport and Logistics Coordinator, Excelsior Community College, Betty Orello.
It's an entry level we give to them, which is level 2, when they finish the training. So what we do is that first thing, they have to come up with a minimum of 3 subjects. If they don't have any subject, then we arrange a heart test for them. That's if they don't have any heart certification for level 2 to come in, or they don't have their CSEC, then we arrange a heart test for them. For BPO, which is the call center, is a must. They must have English because they have to be communicating with people. So we want to know that they're a bit fluent with English.
The program runs for 7 to 12 months, and students will be exposed to a variety of subject areas.
Like communication, IT, warehousing, occupational health and safety, and so on. Then afterwards, they're accredited or presented with a certification for level 2.
Students must pass each course before moving on.
Why we're doing this is a kind of, we're moving away from the traditional learning system where we do a competency-based learning. So it's not a program where they have to do like 5 subjects a day, no. If it's 2, 1 subject they're doing for the week, 2 weeks, they're running through, then after the 2 weeks, they are assessed. They do an assessment before they move into the next subject. So that is how they do it.
Ms. Orello now tells us the entry requirements for the Absorptive Capacity Program.
They come in, they take the Excelsior form, the application form. They have to fill in the heart form as well. Then they are to bring two copies each of their birth certificate, TRN, 2 references, and a proof of result with a 2 passport photo. That is all.
She says a number of opportunities are available in the logistics industry.
With the expansion that is going on at the wharf right now, you know that there's a lot of warehouses that is being built and opened right there. So the opportunity is very, very large. For the warehousing now, they can supervise a warehouse.
Lecturer, Transport and Logistics Coordinator, Excelsior Community College, Betty Orello. For more information, call Excelsior Community College at 928-3645. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.